So, John 福音十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章第二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，请我们一起来读。
Read it together.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。”我们上个主日已经说过，这里应该翻作耶稣说。我是复活，我是生命。
We mentioned last Sunday about the translation that it should be I am the resurrection and the life.
我们再读十二章。
In chapter 12,
二十三节到二十四节。
23 to 24,
跟我们一起读。耶稣说：“人子的荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子。”若不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。十一章、十二章，特别是说到复活的两章圣经。
Chapter 11 and 12 especially talk about the resurrection.
十一章说到主就是复活。
In chapter 11, it says, "The Lord is the resurrection."
十二章在这里说到复活乃是主的荣耀。
And in chapter 12, that the resurrection is the glory of the Lord.
复活特别是神的荣耀。
Resurrection, especially the glory of God.
这个荣耀特别彰显在一件事上。
And this especially manifested in one thing.
就是结出许多的子粒来。
That is to bear much fruit.
我们再读二十八节到三十二节。
And verses 28 to 32.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说：“我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。”站在旁边的众人听见，就说：“打雷了。”还有人说：“有天使对他说话。”耶稣说：“这声音不是为我，是为你们来的。”现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归应我。复活特别说到主的荣耀
，and resurrection especially the resurrection。
复活也特别说到主的得胜
，especially talks about the victory。
世界受了审判
，world is under the judgment。
世界的君王。也受到审判
and the kings of the world is also under judgment.
复活也受到，还要吸引万人来归向他
and resurrection would also draw man to him.
我们再读希伯来第二章
and in Hebrews chapter 2,
九节到十五节
verses 9 to 15.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦。就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他应照神的恩为人人尝了十味。原来那为万物所熟为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀离去，是救他们的元帅，应受苦难，最完全本是合宜的。因那世人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要依赖他，又说看哪、啊、我与神所给我的儿女，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，可要借着死败坏那张使权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。这里说到复活叫主做长子
and here the resurrection made Jesus the firstborn.
另外一面说到复活教主成为元首
another side he became the author of the salvation.
把他自身的权柄分给他的众儿女
that he can share his authority to his children.
借着死败坏那暂时权的
and through death he shall perish the death.
就释放那些一生因怕死而做奴仆的人
and to deliver those that were became the slave due to the fear of death
我们再读哥林多前书十五章
and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15
十节到十一节
10 to 11.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的， 我比众生徒使徒各外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。不惧是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
整个灵界十五章是一章讲到复活的一章圣经。
And all of this chapter is a chapter of resurrection.
保罗这里说我们所传就是传复活。
And Paul says we preach, and that is preaching the resurrection.
这里说我成了何等人，是因蒙神的恩才成的。
He says by the grace of God I am what I am.
他说他在主里面成为了新造的。
That became a newborn inside in Christ.
是因主的恩典才成的。
Was by the grace of God.
复活在这里说到产生了一个新造的族类。
Resurrection talks about a new humanity.
我们都在复活里面成为新造一份子。
We are all became a part of this new humanity.
我们最后读以弗所书第一章。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
20-23.
20-23.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又叫万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有德所充满的。这里所复活是主成为教会的荣耀的元首。
And here resurrection let him became the head of the churches.
在上个主日我们说到主的复活。
Last week we talked about the resurrection of the Lord.
复活是救恩中间最大的一部分。
And so resurrection is the most important part within salvation.
我们多少主日一直说主的一生当中有几个阶段。
We've also mentioned the seven different stages of the Christ.
认真来说，这些阶段很难按照次序来排列的。
It's very hard to distinguish them in order.
有的按照肉身来说，它必须有前后的次序。
According to flesh, there would be an order.
按照属灵的意义来说，它并没有前后的次序。
But in spirituality, there should be no order.
因为每一件事都不是一件事，而是主的自己一个属灵生命。
Because each one of them is not a happening, but it's a life himself.
按照次序来说，复活之后才是四十天。
According to the order, that's after the resurrection. It's the after the flesh is the resurrection.
按照复活之后是40 days.
It's 40 days comes after the resurrection.
但是按照属灵的意义来说，你很难按照这些次序来分它。
In spiritual sense, it's very hard to distinguish.
道成肉身，活在地上。
Word became.Flesh, Word became the flesh and lived on earth.
那个他就在复活的里头活着。
And he lived in resurrection.
在地上33年生活里面。
And now 30 years among earth.
他没有一天离开过复活。
There's not a day that he had left the Lord.
他钉在十字架上。
And nailed to the cross.
所以能够经过十字架，就以为这个生命是复活的生命。
And because of life is a resurrected life, he can go through death.
然后他复活了。
And then he resurrected.
那个复活不过是证明给世人看就是了。
And that resurrection is only proof to the worldly people.
其实早在他活在地上的时候。他就说我是复活。
And even before he lived on earth, he said, I am the resurrection.
然后他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Then he raised from the dead to become the proof for the world.
在他来说，不需要从死亡里复活才是复活。
To him, there should be no resurrection in order to be called resurrection.
他就是复活。
He is the resurrection.
但是他的确带着身体从死亡里面起来了。
But indeed, he raised with the flesh from death.
这是为着给万人做可信的凭据。
That in order it'll be the proof for the worldly people.
然后40天为着训练我们进入属灵的境界。
And the 40 days to train us enter into spirituality.
其实40天都在复活的里面。
And all that 40 days is in spirit.
40天之后。人就在复活的里面。
And 40 days later, we're still in spirit.
复活是太大的一件事。
It was such a great importance of the resurrection.
我们三个主人说过，不是我，不仅是件事，不仅是件事。
We said resurrection is not only a happening.
复活特别是主的自己。
Especially talk about the Lord himself.
所以主说我是复活。
Therefore the Lord said, I am the resurrection.
现在我们要问到底复活是意义是什么呢？
And I want to ask, what is the meaning of resurrection?
世界上的人是说复活，那个死人活过来了叫做复活了。
To worldly people, resurrection is rising from the dead.
那是马大的思想。
And that is the conception of Martha.
圣经里面所复活的大能复活的生命和这样没有关系。
According to Bible, the power and the strength of the resurrection has nothing to do with it.
我不是说没有死人会复活。
I'm not saying there should be no dead rising.
我是说复活的生命和这件事没有关系。
I'm saying the life or resurrection has nothing to do with it.
因为主还没有死他就说我是复活。
Because he hasn't died and he said I am the resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做复活？
What is resurrection?
我们就说过神不需要复活。
We mentioned that God does not need resurrection.
因为神自己永远不会死亡。
So he himself should never die.
我们就说过人不需要复活。
And we said man does not need resurrection.
因为人不可能复活。
Because there's no, we cannot be resurrected.
复活这件事是发生在神二人的身上。
Resurrection only happens between man and God.
主耶稣的名字为神人。
And his name is God-man.
是发生在神人的身上。
It only happens in God-man.
他是神二人者。
And he is the son of God.
所以
He is the God-man.
所以他的名字叫做复活。
Therefore his name is resurrection.
发生的肉身是死亡。
The flesh that he bore on.
所有的肉身都是死亡。
All flesh is death.
所以主耶稣进到地的时候。
Therefore when Jesus was on earth.
他说他渴了。
He said I'm thirsty.
他说他倦了。
He said I'm tired.
他有些的痛苦。
And he felt the suffering.
他觉得心中忧愁。
And he felt the throes.
这一切都是肉身的感觉。
And all these are feelings of the flesh.
他的肉身为是的软弱。
His flesh feels impaired.
大的生命住在这个软弱的肉身里面。
And a great power shall live in this weakness.
33年半这个生命先胜过这个肉身的软弱。
33 years it prevailed over death.
然后从这软弱的肉身里面出去。
And then from the weakness of the body shall enter out.
就
要
胜过别人身上的死亡。
And it shall overcome the death before other, on other people.
叫做复活。
That is resurrection.
凡是神的生命从肉身里面出来了叫做复活。
Whenever the life of God is manifested from the flesh, that's resurrection.
第二件事。
Secondly,
复活乃是神的生命经过了死亡又回来了。
The life of resurrection is the life of God going through death and enter, return.
回到哪里来？
And where does it return?
再回到神面前来。
It return back to God.
再回到神的生命里面来。
Return back to the life of God.
这次回来大大的不同了。
And it's great difference with this returning.
因为他得胜了回来。
Because he had come with a victor.
因为他打败了仇敌回来。
Because he prevailed the enemy.
因为他穿上了人性而回来。
Because he bore on the personality and returned.
他让神的生命在人的形状里面发挥到无限量。
He led the life of God to be manifested immensely.
这是复活的最大的意义。
And this is the greatest meaning of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹需要从这里明白我们才能懂这件事。
We need the mercy of the Lord in order to understand.
复活是件太深的事。
It's a very deep mystery.
所以主耶稣他活在地上的时候。
Therefore, when Jesus lived on earth,
天天活在复活的里面。
Daily he lived in resurrection.
每一个神迹都在复活里面做的。
And every miracle is performed within the resurrection.
给人天上的生命。
And he imparted to them the life of heaven.
叫口渴的人得着那个从里面涌出来的泉源。
And the thirsty shall have the gushing of the stream of living water.
38年的瘫子起来行走。
And the paralyzed for 38 years shall walk.
叫饥饿的人得着永远的粮食。
And the thirst shall have the eternal bread.
每一件事都在复活里面做的。
Each one of us performed the resurrection.
十二章当中，我是复活。
Therefore, in 11, he says, "I am the resurrection."
我是生命。
I am the life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
要仔细地明白什么叫做神的生命经过肉身叫做复活。
To know it in detail, what is called as life going through death and return?
希伯来二章就说得非常的清楚。
It's very clear described in Hebrew chapter 2.
他说弟兄之同有血肉之体。
He says we are in the flesh and the blood.
他也照样成了血肉之体。
And he became the flesh and the blood.
为了基督死败坏了造之权。
In order through death, he shall overcome the death.
这个血肉之体呀。
And it's flesh and blood.
就是个软弱这个代表。
It's a symbolizing of our weaknesses.
就是一个死亡的代表。
It's a symbolizing of God.
当初神创造人。
In the beginning, when God created man,
人就是个血肉。
And man is with blood and flesh.
亚当夏娃乃是个血肉。
Adam and Eve are all flesh.
他们把他把神把他们放在伊甸园里面。
And God put them in the Garden of Eden.
那里经过了一次大的征战。
And there was a big struggle went on.
仇敌来攻击他们。
An enemy was coming.
而那一次征战当中，人类失败了。
And within that struggle, man had lost.
人类失败了之后，死和罪就进到了人的里面。
After man failed, death and sin entered.
仇敌就占领了人的肉身。
And death had dominion over man.
从那一次堕落之后,
and from that far,
人的肉身就成了仇敌的奴隶,
and man's flesh became the slave of death.
一生我怕死而终怒火,
therefore, all our life we shall be slaves to the death.
在死权之下,
under the power of death.
在罪权之下,
and under the power of sin.
人类的历史中间永远不能抵抗罪,
and in human history, there shall never be a time that we can overcome death.
人类的历史中间永远不能抵抗死亡,
and in history, we shall never prevail over death.
整个人类历史就是一本罪和死的历史。
And all of our history is a history of sin and death.
在人类身上是这样,
it's the same in humanity.
在我们每一个人的经历中都是这样,
and personally it's all the same.
我们都知道我们肉身的软弱,
we all know our infirmities of our flesh.
我们都知道我们肉身的限制,
and we all know our bounds of our flesh.
罪在我们里面彰显,
sin had dominion.
我们并不想跟随罪,
we don't want to follow sin.
但是我们没有来生活了,
but it's no strength to overcome.
罪在我们当中锁链,
and sin is a chain upon us.
不要说在罪人, 在不信主的人身上,
not only to say
it
on the sinners,
在信主的人身上,
even in believers,
在信主的人在天然的生命上面,
it's still the same in our natural life to a believer.
罪是锁链,
sin is a chain.
罪是主人,
and sin is the master.
所以主说犯罪的都是罪的奴仆,
therefore Jesus said all the sinners shall be the slave of sin.
我自己碰到一个多年,
I met a brother that believed in the Lord for many years, and there's a sin on him that continually bothered him. He's a very good person. He followed the Lord. There's been a period of time that we share a room together. And when he cannot overcome the temptation of sin, he will walk up in the middle of the night and run around the room. And the running shall not overcome the sin. And he fasted and prayed. And he struggled and prayed.
哎呀,
and I really had mercy on him. But I indeed prayed for him. In order that we struggle to overcome sin. But only until one day. As he was praying, he met the Lord. And the resurrected Lord. As he was praying, and the word of the Lord came in with power. And a law that gave the life shall be liberated me from within the life. And this is not a word that we preach. And he stood up and he jumped. And he grabbed me and he said, brother, I'm liberated. And sin became ashes and flew away. And chains were broken. And bounds was lost. And we praised God. And why had the sin have bound me all
the
time? And now I touch the Lord.
That
within the Lord. And it's indeed it's really a small thing.
对呀,你的权势在哪里?
Oh sin, where are your powers?
死啊,你的毒钩在哪里?
Oh death, where are your hooks?
到保罗,没有做复活的时候,
and when Paul touched resurrection,
他就唱这首灵歌,
and he sang a spiritual song.
这几句话就,你猜只有灵歌的几代写的,
and it's written with it in a spiritual
song. Oh,
and he sang,
是啊,对啊,你的毒钩全是在哪里?
Oh sin and death, where are your poison? And where
are your poison?
And through Christ we shall overcome.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
but our flesh shall be forever the slave of sin.
伊甸园里头那一次圣战之后，肉身就成了一个奴隶的记号。
Therefore, that one time that struggle in Eden,
撒旦在所有吃肉自己的人当中向来不胜。Satan
had overcame in all flesh,
从来没有一次过失败。
And never once had he failed.
直到那一天，神的儿子。
Until that one day, the incarnation of Jesus, the brethren with the blood and flesh, and the same, I shall become blood and flesh. It became flesh and blood, he did not stand on the principle of God. And he stood on the principle of man. He thirsted. He hungered. And he had fatigue. And he felt the suffering. And he felt the loneliness. And he felt the misery. And he felt that sorrow. And he lived in the principle of man. But the life of God is living in him. And he is just like us. Therefore he says, the way he is, the way we shall be. Life of God shall live birth in man.
33
years is a great struggle. And daily he struggled with the death. Wanted to overcome the flesh of Jesus. Therefore Psalm chapter 8 had came true in Jesus. And then it became true on us.
He
shall build his power in the mouth of the baby. And the baby under feeding of the milk is the weakest. And Jesus, the great power of God, became incarnated and became the baby. He had no power to overcome. And God let his son become man and put it to the hands of death. And all kinds of ways of death shall overcome
him.
But every trial we see the winning of God. And his life through flesh shall overcome. In loneliness. And in forsakenness. He said, Father, yes. It is thy will. It is thy will. And in Luke said, suddenly he rejoiced. And don't think small of the rejoicing. That day, that joy is a great matter. That is the resurrection of Jesus. Forsaken by man, forsaken by man. That shall not overcome, shall not bound the life.
It's
surrounded in loneliness, and he shall be rejoiced. And this life shall overcome in flesh. In flesh is the manifestation. I am the resurrection. Brothers and sisters, as he walked on, a man rejected him. A man did not receive him. A man threw him with a stone. And so his disciples prayed, shall we send host of an angel to pour down fire? And Jesus replied, how your spirit is, you do not know. The Son of Man did not come to perish and to judge.
He
came to save.
Resurrection.
In rejection, his life overcame flesh and manifested. And that is Jesus resurrected. And when the judge stood on the pulpit, with all this accusation, what do you say? Have you not a word to say? And that is, the lamb has no voice. He obeyed in the hands of the God. But he did not obey with such a pity. That is, to the will of the God, I have nothing to do. With that sovereign, he stood. His heart is filled with peace. This is not the power, the authority given to you from heaven. There's nothing that you shall be able to do. This is the Son of God. Are you Son of God? He says, yes. He says, said
him,
you should see. Son of Man shall sit by the right side of God. And from clouds he shall descend. That is resurrection. That is life through flesh is manifested. And lastly, when he came upon the cross, and with all his might, the enemy shall try to overcome Jesus. And they want to move Jesus. They want Jesus to complain to God. They want Jesus to reject God. If only Jesus had mentioned one word of anger, then he shall be over. And the thieves laughed at him. And the soldier pierced him with a spear. They gave him they gave him a vinegar. And each one of these doings shall want to overcome him. But he stood there. And Judah sold him. And these things shall try our hearts. And man cannot take it.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人呢、啊，外面受的苦啊，我们也不太能克服。
And sometimes we can prevail the external suffering.
魂里面受的苦痛都受不了。
But the suffering in our soul cannot be taken.
这个羞辱、弃绝都受不了。
And a shame and a forsaken by the other people cannot be taken.
我们最爱的人起来卖我们，那真是撕裂心肠。
And the one that we love the most stood up and sold us, and we cannot take that.
犹大就那么诡诈，用亲嘴的暗号来卖他。
Especially so wicked as Judah that sold him by the signal of kissing.
三十两银子就把他的主卖了。
By 30 silver, he sold Jesus.
你想你坑不坑让他来亲个嘴啊
？Would you let him come close to you？
我在我若在哪里的话，他来亲嘴，给他一个嘴巴。
If I was him, I would have slapped him。
这个魔鬼的儿子，这个作恶的源头。
The son of devil and his origin of sin。
我早知道你心里存的是什么。
I knew what is inside of your heart。
那么我是神的儿子，我赦免你了。
And I am the son of God, but I shall forgive you。
这个
That is victory, isn't it？
哦，主就让他亲嘴。
So Jesus led him。
回过头来。
And turned around。
说朋友
，and said friend，
朋友
，friend，
哦，这个复活的声音
，and that is the voice of resurrection，
震动人心
，that shall shake the hearts of men。
耶稣死了之后，就犹大就受不住
，therefore when Jesus died， Judah could not take it。
想起耶稣就受不住
，and he remembered Jesus， he could not take it。
复活，整个生命经过他的肉身。
Resurrection, when life is through flesh and overcame.
Oh, 强盗的工作技巧。
A thief laughed at him.
那些杀人流血的最卑鄙的人。
And those murderers and the shabbiest person.
技巧那位圣先生的儿子。
And it mocked at the Son of God.
他就抬起头来。
And he raised his head.
父、
哦。He said, Father,
赦免。
Forgive them.
Oh, 这个生命仇敌要害怕。
Oh, that voice, devil shall shake at that voice.
各音符要战斗啊
！And all of the Hades shall be shaken.
因为这是一个复活的声音。
Because that voice, the voice of resurrection.
人不能
，man cannot.
忍受不住
，and man cannot take it.
也不能这样赦免仇敌
，man cannot forgive the enemy.
这生命神过来肉身出来了
，and life of God overcame flesh and manifested.
生命出来，借着肉身败坏丧失权的
，and that manifestation overcame death.
到他断气的时候
，as he gave up his last breath,
成了
He says, "It's finished."
我曾经讲过笑话，一个是一个西国弟兄讲道，一个中国人翻译，他说成了 ，finish， 有中国人说说话完了。
I once told a joke about a Westerner giving a message. When he said to the part that Jesus cried out "finish," and a Chinese brother translated into "it's all over."
他不应该这样犯错的。
He shouldn't mistaken that translation.
因为再不好也不犯错的，总是会完了。
Because it's never over for Jesus.
这个驾驶完成了还可以，对不对
？You can make it. It's accomplished.
那这里说成了
，But here it says it's finished.
仇敌 finish 了。
That is the finishing of the enemy.
他的工作完成了。
His work is accomplished.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这
是 That's a great victory.
这胜不是为他自己，为着你和我。
Victory not for his own sake, but
为着教会
，for the church.
叫弟兄们就血肉之体
，that since the brothers had blood and flesh，
他也照样吃了血肉之身
，in the same way he bore on flesh and blood，
借作死
，that through
败坏了丧失权
，he shall perish the death，
就失败了，那是一生的怕死都不对
，he shall deliver the slavery under fear of death，
现在主耶稣已经复活了
，and now Jesus already resurrected，
没有一个仇敌能够难倒他
，there's no problem that can overcome him，
复活的主就在我们里面
，and a resurrected Lord dwells，
我们这些一生中怒火的人都得释放
，and all of us been our slavery。All our lives shall be liberated.
罪的释放
，and our sickness shall be liberated.
罪的释放
，our sin shall be liberated.
从死里面的释放
，and from death we shall be liberated.
也从我们可怜的天然生命里面的释放
，and from our human infirmity we shall be liberated.
哎呀，我们这些神的儿女们呀
，and our children of God.
我自己常常。
So many times I'm the same.
Oh, 大人说句对我难听的话。
And when people say things to me,
但在背后说我的坏话。
When they accuse me,
都是我自己不活在主的恩典里。
It's that day I do not live under the grace of God.
你心里味道不好受吗
？And I cannot take the feeling I have inside.
哦，我是侍奉主的人，所以不能反应。
I said I am the servant of the Lord, so I can't have reaction.
你外面不反应，你里头就像一个水开。
Although externally you do not show your feeling, but inside it's very active, like a boiling water.
这样忍耐都要生胃病的。
And this kind of patience shall cause ulcer.
这个不叫做复活。
This is not resurrection.
这个是中国人说忍耐。过去他就发了很多的不问，都不问，
The cell was very small, so he became a lot of advisors for other companies.For 30 years, he saved some money.
那么他就 有一个年轻人，他就把他所有他自己的机会都告诉你，秘密都告诉你。
And there was a young man that he told all his secrets to.
一直在乎。
And he raised
up. 他就这一天把钱都相信他。
And whenever a collection of money, he trusted the young man.
那另外一个地方就是说，弟兄啊，我跟你说，这个人靠不住啊。
But another brother told him that you cannot trust this young man.
这个人靠不住啊。
You cannot trust him.
其实我们弟兄也蛮聪明的嘛。
But our brother is a very wise man.
要是弟兄靠不住的话，
所以就。Don't say the brethren is not
trusted.
Until 1 year, things happened. This young man ran away with all his money. And ran to northern Taiwan and opened up a factory. And he was, and our brother was in very difficult time. And very uneasy of his
life.
And we're so, so close to each other. We hear with him daily.But I did not even know of this happening. He never told me. It was later on somebody else told me. And so the brother sees to him as true. But he is indeed a great brother. When I heard that happening, I went to him.
The
brother, I told you not to believe him. What do you do now? Says, oh brother, that's not mentioning. Properties are given by the Lord, and these are received. And now it's not a brother that's using it. Can you say this?
Hallelujah!
Resurrection.
So
God is manifest upon flesh.
The
enemy shall be upstairs.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。到了哥林多前书15章，保罗说：“基督我出来何等人
？”And Paul said in Galatians, "Today I became what I am."
真是我们出来何等人
？Indeed, we have become what we are.
保罗，他是一个不可能的基督。
Paul is a person that is unbelievable to believe.
一个人呐，这外面很好看。
People are lookable outward.
里面不能打开。
But we cannot open our inside.
我常常看见大人物，他做总统。
I see a lot of famous people when they sit on the throne. And when they have a news meeting, when they do, they look like a great man. But when he walks down the stage, and his showing is unbearable. We cannot open our inside.Therefore, if you become a person, never forsake the court in your room. If you don't have the life of God, the words you say is unspeakable. It's filled with wickedness, filthy. And Paul is the greatest among the Pharisees. So sovereign. And so learned. And with a strong will.And it's such good doing for a young man. And he killed.
流血,
and he murdered.
凶暴,
and violence.
Oh,
and persecuted the Christian. And all kinds of vices that he would do. Indeed, it's dreadful. He could not believe in Jesus. Until one day he met the Lord. And when he meets the Lord, he became a new creation. Now there's a new life in him. There's a new strength in him. There's a new origin in him. I became what I am. Therefore, each one of us should say what kind of person we have become. And next two Sundays, we shall also talk about resurrection.It's such a great thing about resurrection. Today, the Lord has resurrected. And he became the author of the... He did not resurrect for his sake. He resurrected for our
sake.
He resurrected for the believers.
He gave
us all the believers. And now all the blessings are given unto us.
我们成了何等人
？So we should say what kind of person, a grand person, we became.
因梦神的恩而成。
Was by the grace of God we become what we are.
伟大的生命住在我们里面。
That great life is dwelling in us.
主耶稣如何
？However Jesus is.
我们要如何
？The same we shall be.
因我们的主耶稣基督复活。
Because our Lord already resurrected.
我们看106。
Sing 106.